what's the difference between a disc and a harrow?
A disc is made up of round circular metal blades, like bigger than plates that you eat off of, and they're all put vertical on a iron piece, and then they all cut sort of
set them at different angles.
Set them at angles, so they cut, and a harrow is just spikes like that dig in the ground.
I think a gee whiz is a name they use in other parts of the country for a spring tooth harrow. Have you ever heard of it? What would you use to move soil to flatten out the field?
A leveler.
They call that a leveler? Have you ever heard the term Fresno?
Yep. Oh, yes, the Fresno, though, is...
That's different.
It scoops it out, doesn't it?
Then you carry it. Got a Johnson bar on the back, pull it with four horses. That's a Fresno.
Pulled with four horses and looked like a sugar scoop.
Yeah,
so.
It's about... it's about
3 foot
here, well, 4 foot wide.
4 foot.
And it has this long bar with the rope on it. And it has, you trip it down and level off, and fill that with dirt. And then when you want to trip it, you push that handle up, and it comes up on these runners and trips it.
Dumps it upside down.
You want to keep your handle on that Johnson bar because it'll whack you.
Now, a leveler would just be used to push the soil, right?
Yeah.
And a Fresno would carry the soil?
Yes.
Oh, Fresno is usually used only in the terms of horses.
Oh, so it had to be pulled by horses?
Fresno ordinarily did. Now, if you had other types, I believe they called a tumble bug, was a type of Fresno that's pulled by a tractor.
I see.
But when you say Fresno, that old railroad was all built by Fresno.
So a tumble bug could be pulled, was pulled by a tractor.
Yeah,
but Fresno was just horses.
Didn't have the Johnson bar, but then a Fresno and a slip were usually always pulled with the horses. A slip was a smaller, and it had two handles that you dig it up and then.
So a slip was a smaller version of a Fresno.
Yeah, you pull it with the team, but that they had other like. When you get into machinery, you have different names for your, do the same thing, like, what's a big lead deal to carry? Oh, you know, they use them all the time.
Oh, caterpillars.
Well, they're caterpillars, but,
The turtles. What about the kind of tools that ranchers would use? Were there different types of tools? For example, if you were cutting the, if you're cutting the sheep's wool, what would you use?
Sheep shears.
Uh-huh. What about if you're pounding nails?
Hammer.
Okay.
And there was claw hammers, and there was ball peen hammers, and, you know, horseshoe hammers.
But did ranchers have other type tools besides those?
Pliers and wrenches, pipe wrenches and things.
That's interesting. What about... if you were going to, what would you drive to town in, you know, after automobiles have come? What's another word for automobile?
Car.
Okay. And bigger than a car, sometimes...
bus?
Truck. Yeah.
Truck? Oh.
Were there different types of trucks?
Mm-hmm.
What kinds?
You mean...
pickup?
Yeah, a pickup truck or flatbed truck or a stock truck.
What about guns? Can you think of a few types of guns maybe that you had around the house? Or
pistol and a .22 and a .410 shotgun and a .30-40 Krag rifle.
You would call a gun you hold in your hand, you'd call that a pistol.
Pistol.
You'd never call that a handgun.
No.
Okay. And what is it that you put inside a gun that you shoot?
Shell.
Okay, any other
bullet?
You might use?
Bullet or shell.